You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Last month, the San Francisco School Board unanimously agreed to expand ethnic studies courses to all San Francisco high schools starting next fall. About 90% of the district is made up of people of color. Courses on ethnic identity and race relations are currently being taught at 5 high schools as part of a pilot program initiated 6 years ago. District officials say the classes have improved the attendance and GPAs at those schools. The fight for a curriculum that reflects the nation's diversity actually began decades ago at San Francisco State University. In 1968, protesters called for the creation of an ethnic studies department. The protest was marked by violence, hundreds of arrests, months of disrupted classes, and dozens of faculty firings. KALW's Melanie Young takes us back to that historic time over 40 years ago.
Western street with eastern manners, tall pagodas and golden banners throw their shadows through the lantern glow.
As a little girl growing up in the 1950s, Dr. Loreen Chu spent her evenings watching exotic dancers and circus acts at her family's nightclub, the Chinese Sky Room. To outsiders, the club sold a fantasy of Chinatown as an alien land, much like that depicted in the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical, Flower Drum Song.
Grand Avenue, San Francisco, California, USA. Looks down from Chinatown over a foggy bay.
But when Chu grew up and moved beyond Chinatown to attend San Francisco State University, it was her turn to drop into a kind of alien environment.
It was predominantly white. You know, I rarely saw faces of other groups on campus. I remember being very quiet.
Chu says several factors explain the low number of minorities at colleges then.
Getting a college education was really considered somewhat of a privilege for families at that point. You know, having a college education was very statusy and basically for more kind of elite thinking, although everybody wanted that for their kids. It's not necessarily something that everyone could afford.
But by the late 1960s, those factors were changing. An overhaul of immigration policy meant huge growth in the state's Asian and Latino populations, and perceptions of the role and right to a college education began to change.
There were very audacious times for those of us who were able to participate. We felt that we could change the world.
Shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing.
You know, there was this incredible force that anything was possible if you only struggled and made it be known and fought for it.
And so the fight began for a more diverse campus and for a curriculum that included the history of minority communities in California. The push for ethnic studies meant more than satisfying academic curiosity. As minority populations began to grow, their needs became more complex. Student leaders believed ethnic studies would shed light on the contributions and needs of their communities and lead to better public policy. And Chu says the courses would enable minority students to better serve their communities themselves.
They will work in social services and the human services in the community, and then maybe moved out of it, but they never lost sight that they had a tie and also a responsibility to the community that by which we came from.
To be better prepared to serve their communities, student leaders believe they first had to upend the existing college system. So, a coalition of hundreds of students and faculty members staged a strike. For 5 months, most classes at San Francisco State were shut down, and the campus erupted in periodic violence, arrests, and faculty firings. It was the longest college strike in U.S. history.
You know, the campus was very disrupted, you know, and then also because there was a lot of damage to property, you know, it was not very pleasant to look like. You know, you had doors that were boarded up, windows that were boarded up, police everywhere. Certain days I felt like, God, it's kind of like a little bit of a war zone here.
It was also a divided campus. Chu says many students didn't support the movement and dismissed anyone on strike as
troublemaker, militant, communist. In the larger frame of the PR, you know, we were seen as radicals and militants and people that were that needed to be taught a lesson if we were ever caught, and that they did.
Like hundreds of other students, Chu was swept up in mass arrests and spent 20 days in jail.
It was like they planned this military move or something, how to surround 500 or 470-some people, you know. So I saw my friend's head get bashed in, you know, bloody. I saw lots of people go down the floor because they were being hit by clubs and stuff. You know, to be honest, I was very scared because I had never, you know, been arrested, much less go to jail. My mom's going to kill me. That's what was going through my mind.
As Asian students, Chu says she and her friends faced special criticism.
That's the first time people heard that we had voice, and they're not going to like it. But they're going to say, well, they're copying the blacks, or they're copying all the derelicts of society. You know, oh, my God, you know, what are these people doing to these wonderful Chinese people who have always pulled themselves up by the bootstraps and overcome everything with racism, you know? Like we were being contaminated.
Despite the chaos, education at State did move forward, often in creative ways.
So many of us got very involved in organizing our community as part of our learning here. The spirit and the whole cohesiveness of what we were trying to achieve was very exciting.
By the end of 5 long months, the strikers and the administration negotiated an agreement. The administration agreed to establish a College of Ethnic Studies and open up admissions to encourage a diverse student body. Then, according to Chu, came the hard part.
Get it going, keep it alive, and then becoming credible to be accepted. It's like certain people didn't think that we would last for more than 5 or 6 years. That would be like, oh, they can't get it together. Who is going to teach ethnic studies? Who's trained?
Well, today, it's Dr. Chu.
Now, this whole life, immigrants are taking over our jobs. Immigrants are
today,
everywhere.
Chu is giving a guest lecture to an Intro to Ethnic Studies course, one of well over 150 classes offered by the College of Ethnic Studies. Now, over 40 years after the strike, San Francisco State is among the most diverse universities in the country. Beyond the establishment of the college, Chu says the strike was enormously important on a personal level for her.
I actually feel very lucky that I was given that opportunity to go through that journey. You know, I think many of us see our lives work more clearly because of it.
In San Francisco, I'm Melanie Young for Cross Currents.
Laureen Chu is now the graduate coordinator for the Master of Arts program in Ethnic Studies at San Francisco State. You can find archival photos of the 1969 student protests at kalw.org and just click on Cross Currents.